It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go, Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie Evers, who will be back next week, as we have it on good authority.
Well, yes, his authority, right?
We do, through an email. What kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good kind of fat?
Well, I was told by a caller, who will remain nameless, Terry, that...
Smooth.
Yes, Rubenesque is good fat. Ruben was a painter back at the, I don't know, 1700s. And I may be wrong on that. It might be 1800s, but it's back then. And all of the women that he painted were a little on the pudgy side.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a pudgy woman?
There is nothing wrong with a pudgy woman.
Nothing wrong with a pudgy woman.
It sounds like it should be a show, a Broadway show. Nothing wrong with a pudgy woman.
Does anybody, though, know? I mean, this is, must be a very difficult question. Maybe this is why, as Americans, we have a lot of pudgy people.
Okay.
Yeah. What kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good kind of fat? 740-383-9944.
And I could have sworn that our caller who said L, whatever it was, I could have sworn he was right. And
well, that's said, cholesterol.
Yeah.
We're talking about fat.
Yeah, the fat that gets rid of the cholesterol. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard of this fat before.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know that Barbara Walters taped a liner for me one time?
No, I didn't.
Have you ever
that.
Heard this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll play it for you.
Okay.
I thought
I'd like to hear
we're
that.
Just having fun talking about Barbara Walters. Here we go.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Is that really Bob?
Isn't that impressive?
That was. That was somebody making it up, wasn't it?
You don't think that was Barbara?
It's just a little too sweet.
You don't think Barbara was sweet?
Oh, I think she was sweet, but the sound of the voice just sounded a little too sweet.
How did Barbara sound?
Well, sometimes she sounded nice. I don't think she ever sounded sweet. She was kind of a tough interviewer.
Well, she was trying to be sweet for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Barbara and I.
Okay.
For all intensive purposes. What kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good kind of fat?
You and I are the good kind of fat.
That's exactly right. Oh, this is a... I don't want to give the answer, though. Here.
No, don't give the answer.
No, that's... Okay, let's see here. I don't think... Okay, here we go. Due to their long necks, they burrow 2 to 3 feet in the mud. They can live to be over 140 years old.
I know the answer.
You?
I think I do.
Okay. Due to their long necks, they burrow 2 to 3 feet in the mud, and they can live to be 140 years old.
And it's not giraffes.
It's not a giraffe. No, no, not a giraffe. So what is the answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is that all about?
Do you know the difference between a bison and a buffalo?
I think one weighs over 7,000 pounds and one doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Is that what a...
I have no idea. I just wondered. I was thinking about that.
A bison and a buffalo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not sure.
I'm not either. It might be the same name for the same animal. I mean, a different name for the same animal.
Well, we've been into this whole conversation. Is it progress and process.
Progress and...
No. See, because the root word is pro.
Yeah.
That's... So it would be progress and process.
What are we talking about?
the pronunciation of words.
Well, I would... Progress and process.
Yeah.
I would say process.
Well, I think most people do say process.
Yeah.
But it's correctly pronounced process and progress.
Okay.
Because those words mean to go forward.
Did you look that up in the UPI book?
No, I'm just saying that I think these are the pronunciations of these words.
Okay.
Like asbestos. Now, how would you say it?
Asbestos.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
But there's an O in it.
Yeah. Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
And if my father was around, he would tell us exactly how to pronounce that.
So it's, we made much process. The process for putting the asbestos in was good progress, right?
I have no idea.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly how it's supposed to be said.
I was happy if I didn't make a mistake on, my father would jump me if I can't remember what the voice is, but if you say, I wish I was, which sounds like it would be right, it's not. I wish I were. If it's not a fact, you use, if it's a, you use the term, the word were instead of was.
Isn't that in a song, though, I wish I was?
Yeah, there's a lot of songs that have bad grammar.
What is that song?
I wish I was... In the Land of Cotton?
That's it. Charlie sings that song.
From does he?
Oh, he does. I've heard him sing that song on the air.
I wish I was in the Land of Cotton. Yes.
What's the second verse?
I have no idea.
There's something.
I was always having problems. That's why I quit being an actor. I couldn't memorize.
At all?
At all.
Well, that is trouble with an actor.
It is, yes.
You've got to be able
or
to
a musician if you have to sing the songs. Now, when I sang a song, I was pretty good with memory.
Did you have a favorite song?
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of it. It was about
was that good.
It was about a young man dying in a meadow of flowers, and I can't remember the name of it. It was a war song.
See, I wouldn't want to die in a meadow of flowers.
This is better than dying in what is the name of the place where you flush your toilets into the ground?
Latrine?
Well, no, but. Yeah, better
it's
than
not,
dying in
it's
a little
not a latrine.
Tree.
It's not a latrine.
No, it's
outhouse.
No, the pond that is underground.
Sewer.
Well, yeah, it's a sewer without being attached to the city.
A sewer without being attached to the city.
Yeah. Where do farmers flush their toilets when they don't have a sanitary sewer?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of that.
Sump pump.
No.
Close.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Close.
What is that called?
I don't know. I've never had one.
Oh.
My father was a minister, and we always lived in a parsonage, and it always had...
A cistern.
Yeah, that could be it.
Is that it?
Well, that wasn't what I was thinking of, but I think that's correct.
What is a cistern? I've never had one, but I've heard of it.
Well, you got your brethren and your cistern.
Your brethren and your cistern. Oh, man. It's getting deep in here today. Go ahead, caller.
Septic tank.
That's it. That's what I was. Thank you.
I wish I was in the Land of Cotton. Old times there are ne'er forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
There we go.
And it's ne'er forgotten, not never forgotten?
Well, when you're singing a... spiritual.
Oh, okay.
It's
yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And honey is a natural killer of bacteria, therefore it would work with what you're saying.
Oh, to root? Yeah.
But I think it would be better to put the root in some type of a soil than to put it in water and wash it off immediately after applying it, though it would stick a little bit. But
okay.
I think that theory also works. And unsaturated fat is the better kind of fat.
Is that right?
Well, that's not what the paper says.
Okay.
Well,
we never believe the paper.
That's right. He doubts.
I don't know.
Right. Scott makes some of this stuff up,
I
think.
It's in my head.
I truly believe that. All right. I think that's the majority of the things that you were asking.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We have such smart people.
But that's not the right answer.
Well, it may be the right answer, and yours is the wrong one.
Well, it's not mine. Okay. I didn't write it down.
Well, who did write it down?
Whoever came up with this quiz.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like the saturated fat. I think that sounds good.
Well, saturated fat would be the bad kind of thing.
Yeah, I would think that would be the bad one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So unsaturated.
Unsaturated fat.
I don't think there's such a thing.
Pretty fat.
How can something not have any fat in it? Wouldn't unsaturated be...
I don't know. There are a lot of words like that that have... double meanings.
The word that I have seems to make sense to me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you the definition.
You're the boss.
I'll give you the definition here. It's found in olive oil. It may reduce heart disease and protect against certain cancers.
Ooh, I need some of that.
This type of fat.
Okay.
So what is it? It's the good fat.
Palm oil.
Palm oil.
I'm making it up. I have no
mackerel.
Idea. I never said I was smart.
Well, can you sing the Dixieland song now?
No, I'm not going to.
We just heard it.
I'm plugged up, so.
It's ne'er forgotten.
Ne'er forgotten.
Look away.
I will.
Look away. Look away. Dixieland.
Dixieland.
Yeah. That's what you want to hear.
Well, what do you think of it?
Of what?
Why don't you sing it?
I thought I just did.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't that it?
I guess. Sort of.
Well, I'm not a singer by trade. I'm not a game show is by trade either. They can live to be over 140 years old. They have long necks. Yeah, you know this one. And 2 to 3 feet in the mud. We don't have that one.
I know that one.
Does anybody else? 740-383-9944. We'd love to know. Or that positive type of fat.
Have you ever found a praying mantis on your body?
No.
They will shock the heck out of you.
Really?
I went out in my garden, and a praying mantis had landed on me. I didn't know it because they're very light of foot.
We've got to pause. We'll be back in a minute.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run... came from right Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble. We had a call as we were going to break there, 740-383-9944. Give us a call. It is April Fool's Day.
Did we lose the caller?
We did lose the caller.
Oh, shoot.
So we need them back.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. What kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good kind of fat? And due to their long necks, they burrow 2 to 3 feet in the mud, and they can live to be over 140 years old.
You know, I think Bernie Sanders was not the first ice cream socialist.
Thomas was.
I think my father, my father probably dated about the same time as Norman Thomas. But my dad was, the John Birch Society basically said he was a communist, which I guess kind of socialist, and... yeah, and so maybe my dad was. Because he had lots of ice cream socials at our church. Do they still have them?
I don't know. I haven't been to one in a long time.
I have not either. They were great fun.
That's how you got people to socialize.
Yeah, that's right.
Fill them with sugar.
Well,
I bet this good fat was not in
not there.
The ice cream. No.
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 Uh-uh. And we used to make the ice cream at our ice cream socials.
Did you?
Yeah. We'd only make the vanilla if we had, and we always had other flavors, but we would make the ice cream, and it was kind of good. Yeah, lots of cream in it.
So homemade ice cream.
Homemade ice cream.
I just got an email for you.
Oh,
oddly enough,
it's probably bad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. It's not one of my old girlfriends, is it?
I don't know who it is. It's it says saturated fat.
Saturated fat. They said that to me?
I guess.
I guess they're calling me saturated fat.
I don't know. It says for Glenn, saturated fat.
Okay. Is that it? Is that the answer?
That is not the answer.
Oh, I agree with that person. Saturated fat is good because I am saturated fat.
No, you can't. Saturated fat would be saturated with what?
With good looks.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that saturated fat is good for you.
You were talking about firemen, and all of a sudden that pops up on your screen. Is that a fireman? A picture of a fireman?
I believe it is.
Oh, yeah. Those are people that...
Was I talking about firemen?
Yeah, you mentioned it. I really think, you know, one of the things that I really tried to do when I went to the grocery store this morning was to thank the people as I was leaving for, you know, firemen, even me as a veteran, a lot of those people get thanks from people, policemen get thanks from people for being who they are. But those people that stand in line and check you out at a grocery store, they never get thanks, and they deserve it right now with all the people going through the lines.
Is that right?
I think so.
I think that's probably correct.
I asked the lady, I said, aren't you worried that somebody will cough on you? And she said, no, I stand back. And well, she was.
You know, you got to stand back.
Yeah.
Now, do you see the thing now where they're saying the masks might help?
Yes, I did, and that's why I wore a mask to the grocery store. Even though it's not a...
But before they said 90. They wouldn't.
Yeah, I think there are certain types of masks that work better than other masks. The 95s, they work better than the one I wore into work today. The one I wore, I think, cost 90 cents a piece or something like that. And I'm holding it up. And since we're not on television, I'm holding it up so Scott can see the mask I wore this morning.
It's blue.
Yes, it's blue. You know what I was afraid of? My hair was all messed up. Not that I have a lot, but it was messed up. So I wore a hat and a mask, and I thought, now if I was going into my old credit union, I would have been stopped at the door.
Oh, you know, I heard now if you can't find a mask, you can wear a bandana around your face.
Well, I've heard that. Yeah, anything that stops the flow of the little tiny droplets of cough and spray and stuff like that. I think I mentioned this to you last week. I coughed once in the grocery store about 2 weeks ago, and I had three people say, God bless you, from different aisles.
That's right. And they were glad they were from different aisles.
Yes, they were.
It's a different world right now.
Yeah, it certainly is. It was kind of fun to go to the grocery this morning because I was one of the last people to get toilet paper. It comes and it goes, and I happen to be there at the right time.
What did Archie Bunker used to call toilet paper? He called it something. It wasn't toilet paper.
No, TP?
No, he called it something else. He had a funny way of saying the word toilet.
Toilet, yeah. It was kind of that Bronx sound.
Does anybody know how Archie Bunker said toilet? Wow. That's an educational question if I ever heard one. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know how Archie Bunker said toilet?
And we're taking your word for it because we don't remember.
No, we don't have any idea. We don't even know what the good fat is.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Well, I do.
Oh, yeah. You've got it written down. See, that's not fair.
Well, you should bring some questions in.
Well, I had questions for my show, but not for your show.
And due to their long... This is Charlie's show.
Charlie's show, yeah.
Due to their long necks, they burrow 2 to 3 feet into the mud.
Oh, I know the answer.
I can't believe nobody knows this.
I know the answer to this.
Due to their long necks, they burrow 2 to 3 feet in the mud. They can live to be over 140 years old.
And there used to be a show about people that would catch this animal.
Was there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed that show.
Oh, I tried to miss it.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
It was very bad.
Was it a bad show?
It
oh
was
my
a stupid
gosh!
Show.
Well, what is the answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Now, you've made me feel like maybe I don't know the answer to this question.
I don't know what the television show would have been.
Well, it was a one of those shows, what do they call them? A reality show. Kind of like swamp shows and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I must have missed it.
You didn't miss anything.
I'm glad I missed it. But people must have watched it because
here it
was
comes.
On. We're making great progress. Process. Go ahead, caller.
Archie pronounced it Turlet, so it was Turlet paper.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I sent an email to differentiate between unsaturated and saturated fat.
Now, what's that?
I also sent you an email on...
He's the one that sent the email to me.
Well, what
well
is
that's
it?
Because... I hit send before I got it composed.
Okay.
Had a senior blonde moment.
Well, that's okay.
So do we know the difference between saturated and unsaturated?
Yeah, unsaturated is less healthy, but I sent you guys the definition.
Oh, do you know what the good fat is?
That would be the saturated.
Really?
So well, the lady was wrong who called in.
I would have...
Possibly. I sent you I sent definitions, so that may help.
He sent definitions.
I'll take
that's
a look.
Good.
And Archie, it's Turlet.
I do remember
that. Yeah, that's good.
Now, do you remember the thing about being in the mud, or do you know what that is? Glenn knows the answer to that.
Wasps?
Wasps?
Not wasps,
wasps
no.
Dig in mud. The daubers or whatever they're called.
Yeah, wasps. Oh, don't ever get one of those to sting.
No.
No, those hurt. Yeah.
Oh,
but they don't have long necks.
No, oh, that's true. Sorry about that. Another senior blonde moment.
No, it's good.
That's okay. I'm a senior, too, so Scott doesn't know what we're talking about. Nah, he had no idea.
So he's too young.
Yes.
Too young.
He's a baby.
I love it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, here is the definition.
Okay.
Saturated fat is a type of fat containing a high proportion of fatty acid molecules without double bonds.
Oh, I knew that.
Considered to be less healthy in the diet than unsaturated fat.
Huh.
Unsaturated fat is a type of fat containing a high proportion of fatty acid molecules with at least one double bond, considered to be healthier in the diet than saturated fat.
Thank you, Professor Proton.
So unsaturated fat is healthier than saturated fat, but neither one is the answer.
Well, not that you know.
Well, I know the answer. I have it
You've
right
got
here.
It right there, yeah.
I got it right here. It's written down. There are more fats than just saturated and unsaturated fat.
Okay. There are as many as there are fat people, I suppose.
Are there?
I don't know.
I doubt that. 740-383-9944.
I am one of those.
Does anybody know... What is the healthy fat?
I give up. I absolutely... But I do know the answer to what burrows in the dirt and has a long neck.
Due to their long necks, they burrow 2 to 3 feet in the mud and can live to be over 140 years old. What are they? 740-383-9944. Does anybody
Sequoia
know?
Trees. No, that's
sequoia
not it.
Sequoia trees. Is that like the Sequoia Indians?
Well, that's that's kind of interesting because they did get their name. I'm not sure which got first, whether it was the Indians.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well,
go ahead, caller.
Isn't there something called polyunsaturated?
Oh, there is.
There is something called polysaturated fat, and I'll tell you, you're on the right track, but polysaturated fat is not the healthy fat.
Oh.
Huh. Well, don't trust me. I never met a calorie I didn't like.
Yeah, me either.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Polyunsaturated fat is what parrots get.
Polysaturated fat.
That and
so
crackers.
So how do you believe that I might have
crackers.
A correct answer here?
Okay, I'll give you that.
Because I took a lot of heat earlier on for saying unsaturated fat was not the correct answer.
Well, believe me, you're going to take a lot of heat anytime you're on here with me and Charlie.
I like a good amount of heat. You got to like heat.
You do.
You get a lot of heat for your theme song.
Oh, absolutely. Constantly. Charlie hates that song.
But he likes to sing it.
Yeah. Does he?
Well, he does in the studio. I've heard him sing it a few times.
More like mumble it.
That's kind of how it comes out.
Yeah. Grunt it.
What kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good kind of fat?
You know, one of the questions I'm going to ask on my show today is, what are you watching on TV to get through this virus thing?
Oh, what have I watched on TV? You know, a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of YouTube. My wife and I watch a show called Dr. Martin. And we found out that now we have to pay for it. We watched so long. So we found it on YouTube, and we're able to watch smatterings of it. But we also have watched, I think we've seen every national park show. It's really crazy.
Now, YouTube now has some free movies on there if you let the ads play.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm shocked at some of the stuff on YouTube. 2-3 hour long shows.
Shows. There are shows about all the presidents that once aired on C-SPAN that are on there, and they're from their homes.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You search a president. I think if you search the president, and it's like American biography or something, but they're all on there, and they all either go to their library or their home, and it's not, you know, like a biography in the sense that they just go over all the same stuff, but they interview an author who maybe knew something about them, but they do it from the historic home or the whatever library.
You know, one of the shows I'd like to watch, and I can see the guy's face, it was all about Wild Kingdom.
Fowler?
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
I interviewed Jim Fowler.
Yeah, I know you have.
I met him in New York. We had a good. He wore his flak jacket and all.
And what was the other
one? Flak jacket. What was that thing?
What was that?
That brown jacket.
Yeah, I got one sitting out in the lobby right now.
No. It wasn't a leather jacket.
No, that's true. It was.
It was what they call that jacket that he wore?
A bomber jacket. No, that was leather.
It was for the woods.
Okay.
I don't know what it was though.
It wasn't a. I used to know.
He loved that thing.
Yeah, he always wore it.
We wore it to the interview we did. He was about 90 years old at the time. Very big guy, though.
Is he?
Oh, he was a bit. Well,
you mean
now.
Tall?
Yeah, he was tall. Yes, man. Tall man. Yeah. God bless his heart. He passed away.
Now, the other one was an older man that did a show about animals, and I can't remember his name. It wouldn't surprise me that you interviewed him, too.
They all come and go at one point or another.
Yeah, I'm an older man that you interviewed, too.
Here comes the break. We're going to be back on the other side. Hey, Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, and somebody on the toll-free. Go ahead, caller.
Is Glenn thinking of Marlon Perkins?
Yes!
The precursor to salt. See,
that was it.
It has to be old, doesn't it, Glenn?
Yeah, it does.
What is that jacket that Jim Fowler used to wear?
I always thought it's not a flak jacket. It's like a safari jacket.
Yes, that's it. Safari jacket. Yeah, it has the little epaulets at the top, and it's,
they're good for
canvas,
too.
Yeah.
It's even when he was in Midtown, he wore a safari.
Yes.
He was a nice man.
Hey, thanks for remembering that name for me.
All right.
Thank you. And we had another caller there, too. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back in.
You know, my wife asked me, she says, why do we always forget stuff? Is it because we're getting older? And then I point out that we forgot stuff when we were 20.
Everybody forgets.
Yeah.
I forget where my keys are half the time.
Oh, I never forget my keys.
Really?
No.
Oh, I forgot my keys.
I locked my keys in my car a couple times.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, yeah. And now I have a car that I only have one key to, and you can't get into it any, you know, some places, some cars, you have a code that you can type in and you get in. I dare not lose that key or leave it in the car.
It used to be that if you were in the county, they could not get your keys out. But if you were in the city, they could, the police.
Oh.
I don't know why that was.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
This is, I'm going to call it monounsaturated fats, or it says it's the healthiest variety.
Oh, monounsaturated fat is exactly right. As opposed to polysaturated.
As opposed to okay. Monounsaturated fat. You have got it, sir.
You're a winner.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was about time.
Now, this is the time I say I told you so.
Okay.
I remember we had a lady call in who said I was wrong. You said I was wrong. And here, what is the best fat?
I just heard it on our 30-second delay.
Saturated fat. Said that I wrote these answers down and made them up. And
well, you still could have made it up.
Monounsaturated fat found in olive oil will reduce heart disease and protect against certain cancers.
That's why I do a lot of olive oil anymore. And my son dated olive oil for a while. I think I mentioned
that last week.
Nice.
Yeah. That is so nice.
Young lady was one of the most unattractive women.
That's terrible.
He agreed.
Oh, man. Due to their long necks, they burrow 2 to 3 feet in the mud. They can live to be over 140 years old.
Now I'm starting to question myself whether I'm whether I have it or not. But what are you typing over there?
Well, I'm having a conversation because there might be a shortage of donuts in the world.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I mean, that would be problematic.
Well, thank goodness we're building a new Krispy Kreme.
Dunkin'.
Well, I knew it was one
that hasn't stopped.
No. Matter of fact, three and a half walls are up now, or at least the boards for the walls.
Here's another question. What part of the cinnamon tree does the cinnamon spice come from?
I know.
Do you?
Yeah.
You thought you knew the last one, too, and
well,
I don't know.
I still think I know.
Well, go ahead, caller.
Hi. Hey, on The View, was it Meredith Fierro and Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg?
Ooh, Barbara Walters was never a regular moderator, but you do have two. Meredith Vieira and Whoopi Goldberg are two, but there's another one. Barbara Walters was never considered the moderator.
Oh, I thought she was too. Oh, my.
Yeah.
But you're close.
Okay, well, good. Hey, and then the other one, a turtle?
Not a turtle, but
not
that's
a
good guess.
Uh-oh, that's what I thought.
No, not a turtle.
A tortoise.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for everything you guys do. We've been listening to you faithfully and all morning. You're just very entertaining, and we appreciate it.
Well, tune in tomorrow morning because you'll be more of the same stupidity.
Well, that's okay. That's all right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We love Marion and the people here, and it's great fun, and like I told my wife, this is our job. We're trying to keep people happy.
We're trying to be entertained and take your mind off all the shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Was it Rosie O'Donnell on The View?
Rosie O'Donnell was the third moderator.
That's right. She didn't last very long, though.
No,
did she?
Barbara Walters didn't like her.
You know.
She said, you are out.
That's right.
You got it. Whoopi Goldberg. It was Meredith Vieira, Rosie O'Donnell, and Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi. Yeah.
That's it. You got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I liked Meredith the best because I thought she was the cutest.
What is it?
I am. I've always liked to look at pretty things.
So, did you like to look at Barbara?
She was a good looking one. She was a very good looking one.
What about Rosie?
I liked Rosie and her silliness.
What about Whoopi?
Whoopi is not a handsome woman, but she has a handsome personality.
What about Joy? Charlie hates Joy.
Does he? I can see why. Joy's kind of out there and kind of left-leaning and kind of.
But Joy's been on this show twice.
I like her.
Well, I don't care about her politics, but when she was on, she was just funny.
Yeah, funny in a kind of a tortured way.
She told me a story about Barbara Walters that I had never heard.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Rosie O'Donnell. See, Meredith had said she was leaving to go to the Today Show. So they needed a new moderator.
Okay.
And Barbara got everybody together, and she said, listen, because at that time, Rosie was a big star.
Yeah.
And she just left her show, and she wasn't going to do anything else. And
I remember that.
And she had talked to Rosie about doing it, and Rosie said yes. And so she went to the View people, and she said, listen, Rosie O'Donnell's coming in, but do not say anything, because I want to announce it on the Daytime Emmy Awards.
Oh.
That she's going to be the new moderator.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So they all go to wherever for the Daytime Emmy Awards. And Joy is in a shop before the awards. And Entertainment Tonight comes in and goes, well, what do you make of Rosie O'Donnell being the new co-host on The View?
Ooh.
And Joy said, well, I think she'll do great and it'll be... Well, they didn't really know. It was just a rumor.
They were, oh my.
And she told them. Joy told him. So she said she gets back to her hotel room, and it's Barbara Walters.
And she's not happy.
And she fired her.
Oh, I didn't know
that. And she said, you're fired. I'm not renewing your contract. And Joy says, well, it was a mistake. And she said, Barbara said, it was a big mistake. Then she said she called her back in a half hour and took it back. But... not happy about that.
No, it doesn't sound like she was. You know, that's kind of a technique that a lot of those of us who have been in the interviewing business kind of fall back on occasionally, saying the obvious but not obvious and hoping that a person will agree to
it. If it's a rumor.
Yeah, I don't like that type of reporting, but it does happen.
And then there was another story in that whole bit she told me. Now, this didn't have to do with Joy. This had to do with Rosie, because Rosie would not come back to television. She was really done. She thought she had retired. She'd done her talk show. And I guess, I don't know where Barbara Walters saw her, but it must have been at a movie premiere or something. And Barbara came up to her after the show and said, is there any chance that you would come and do The View for a year, be the moderator? And Rosie said, for you, Barbara Walters, I would do anything. And that's...
That's why she did it.
That's why she did it.
Yeah. Well, Barbara Walters was a really sharp lady.
Oh, the best.
She must have had a very high IQ.
Well, I think everybody. I mean, Oprah said Barbara was the one she emulated, and I think everybody. I don't think there was a woman who had that kind of stature before Barbara Walters.
Not before Barbara. She broke the glass ceiling for a lot of people.
But then it's like she never stopped. You know, she became the first woman on all these shows, but then she did something like The View, which people thought was why are you doing this? And now it's still there.
It really worked out well.
22 years later.
Yeah. Now, I did have a moment with Roseanne. You just mentioned her out of Chicago.
Rosie.
No.
Whoopi.
No.
Joy.
Out of Chicago.
Oprah,
yeah. See?
Oprah?
It's age. It really is age. No, when I was young, I was at DePaul University, and we had a kid, Terry Cummings, who is a very, very good basketball player. And I'm keeping an eye so that we don't run into a break. Okay. And Terry, I was called. I was in charge of public relations for this team. And I was called, and the Oprah's producer asked me, can we get Terry Cummings on the air with Oprah? And I didn't know who Oprah was.
Ooh.
Now, well, this was back in 1980, maybe 81. And Oprah was nobody. I mean, she was...
Yeah, you don't want to cross Oprah.
No, but she was a Chicago semi-celebrity at that point. But we got...
She's a semi-celebrity now.
Well, we got him on because she wanted to do an interview of a tall person and a short person. And she got Ronnie Hurtis, who was the very first million-dollar jockey, to come on, and Terry, who was 6'9", something like that. And her show was about being tall and being short. And that's my claim to fame with Oprah. We sat and talked, and I was on her show. And
how was she?
She was very nice. Very, very
nice. That's what I say about Joy. People who don't like Joy, she's been nice to me.
Yeah, she always seems... Well, you wouldn't want to cross her. She's. Well,
why would I cross Joy?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to, because she can't be opinionated.
Well, she's got it. It's The View. But, I think that's the point.
Yeah, and Oprah can be opinionated, but Oprah's a little softer in her opinions. I mean, she doesn't punch you in the face. She pokes you in the side.
But Joy, you know, if you don't like her politics, you have to. She's funny.
She is
very funny. I mean, yeah. Boy, some of the lines she has said on the spontaneous live show, woo. She reminds me of Joan Rivers in a way.
Yeah, a little bit.
Boy, Joan Rivers used to say the most awful stuff.
Oh, yes. She could be very risque.
Oh, my goodness.
And the double entendre that she used all the time.
Do you remember when she would go on Johnny Carson and talk about all the friends who had went away and got a bunch of appendectomies? Now, what do you think that was all about?
I have no idea, but she was very funny on Johnny Carson. I've been watching a little bit of Johnny Carson on YouTube lately. Yeah, he had some good stuff.
He was a good straight man.
Yeah, he was excellent as a straight man.
He could sit there and feed lines.
And then his straight man was
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
I interviewed Ed.
So Ed was the straight man to the straight man who was a straight man for... famous people.
You know, Ed, here's an interesting thing. When Ed was on the show, he would do the Here's Johnny.
Yeah.
You know, he was a nice man. But I had Alan Coulter on one time, who was David Letterman's announcer, and he would not
he
do,
wouldn't do it.
No.
Yeah.
But Ed would do the Here's Johnny in a second.
You know, the show I watched last night was Johnny interviewing Bob Newhart. And I laughed so loud I woke my wife up.
They were good together.
Oh, they were great together. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Bob Newhart's still around.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Johnny's not still around.
No, Johnny's not.
Johnny's gone.
Yeah.
we're sorry to hear it, but Johnny has left us.
I love that show. My wife hated it.
The Tonight Show?
Yeah, she hated it.
I thought Johnny was good.
Well, that's why my wife and I have been married over 50 years, is because she likes things that I hate, and I hate things that she likes.
And we never found out what was buried in the sand.
In
the mud.
And it wasn't that turtle.
It was not a turtle.
I could have sworn it was a turtle.
Well, we're not done today. You're going to go on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you say it in Ohio. You're.
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 In Indiana, it's Hoosier.
Hoosier.
Yeah.
Hoosier.
Who's here? Hoosier.
Hoosier. Is it D-O-N... U-T or D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T?
Well, I have to keep it short and simple, so it's D-O-N-U-T for me.
Here comes a progressive life in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
I'll be on 10 till 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater again.
I'm sorry. It's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.gh11.com.
Programming on